New research from the American Heart Association Journal says that watching TV might actually reduce how long you live. Leno, what does Leno think of that? David Dunstan was the lead study author on this and is an associate professor at Baker IDI Heart and Diabetes Institute in Melbourne, Australia. Good morning, David Dunstan.
Good morning, John.
And Dave Munger is also with us. He's the editor of the researchblogging.org, excuse me, and his latest column in Seed poses the question, can TV positively affect health as well? Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's look at the study first. David Dunstan, what does this study show, and how did you actually achieve a result that shows that people who watch more television perhaps are at risk of dying sooner?
Yeah, well, this is the first study to provide evidence that's linking TV viewing time to an increased risk of premature death. And over a six-year follow-up period of more than 8,000 Australian adults, we observed that the death rate was significantly higher with increased TV viewing time in adults. And when we compare people who watch less than 2 hours of television per day, people who watch more than 4 hours a day have a 46% higher risk of death from all causes and an 80% increased risk of death from cardiovascular disease.
Is it possible, David Dunstan, that that's because they're snacking while they're sitting there in front of the television for 4 hours?
That's one possible explanation, and in fact there is evidence from other research that TV promotes that poor snacking behaviour. But I guess another explanation is that, and this is a very important point, is that it's not the television itself that's the problem per se, it's more what people do while they're watching television, because the default position is sitting. And I think this is a big message that too much sitting may be detrimental for our health.
But is that the real result here? I mean, what if you're watching television while you're working out?
Well, in this study, what we asked people to give us an indication of how much television they sat down and watched. So we didn't take into account when the television was on and they were preparing meals or doing the ironing. It was they had to have been sitting down watching the television, the primary activity. So I think we can be more confident that we're capturing people who are sitting down in that default position.
I see. And is there any possibility, again, speaking scientist to scientist here, that the problem of television in Australia is because actually TV on Australian television is actually just bad television?
I've already had a number of journalists ask me that question today, and yes, that may be the case.
All right. Dave Munger, editor of researchblogging.org, you raised the argument that TV could positively affect health as well. Where do you come up with that?
I wouldn't say it positively affects health in the sense of mortality or obesity, that sort of thing. But it's definitely the case that, and it does have to do with the content of the programs that you're watching, that what you see on TV can be beneficial. And generally, this might be more common as a sort of an overall society benefit. We found there's a study in India, for example, that shows that the conditions of women improve greatly once TV is entered into their community.
And why would that be the case?
I guess it's because they're seeing the way that other women are treated, and so those women are, and the men around them are realizing, oh, wow, well, maybe I shouldn't beat my wife or things like that. I mean, it's really that fundamental, kind of a civilizing influence on people.
So a transmission of certain kinds of role models, which people follow, and health improvements result there. What about the sort of communicative benefit, the fact that television is a kind of a shared experience, a sort of an electronic campfire? Does that have any sort of benefit?
There are definitely studies that show that people say they feel a lot less lonely when they're watching TV. So I mean, if somebody's lonely and depressed, watching TV can help them out. And that's not to say that counteracts the other health effects of it, but it is, a plus that can be compared to the negatives that Dr. Dunstan brought up.
Dr. Dunstan, I'm wondering if the next stage in your research there at the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute in Melbourne, Australia, would be to look at what would the impact of watching television on some of these smaller screens, these portable devices. As we know, television is migrating away from the screen in front of the couch and moving into other domains. What do you think the impact of that would be?
Well, I guess that this is a reflection on where society is heading in terms of, you know, technology that has overtaken a number of the active type pastimes. And I think that we're going to see a lot more research in this area in years to come.
You know, the fact that both of you are on different sides of this question, at least in exploring it, I'm wondering if, in general, people on planet Earth have a lot of guilt about watching television, period, and that motivates these studies. David, and then Dave.
Well, I guess we're not saying don't watch television. What we're saying is have regular breaks, get up and move about more frequently.
But not necessarily go to the refrigerator and get a beer during every commercial break, right?
That's true. Good advice.
Dave Munger, are we too guilty about the proliferation of television in our society that we ask these sorts of questions?
I don't know that we're too guilty, but I do think that it's important to kind of think critically about what we're watching on TV and pay attention to the content that's being shown there, not just passively watch it.
Yeah, know what's on the television. It's kind of like pay attention to what you're watching, which my mother always tells me because I'm always falling asleep in front of the television. Dave Munger is the editor of researchblogging.org. His column in Seed is Can TV Positively Affect Health? And David Dunstan was the lead study author on a study which shows that watching too much television can actually reduce your potential for longevity.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.